to use my Bernaga Blast. And I said, excuse me. And she walked past. She was about 5'6" and maybe 6½, with a body like a goddess. Man, this girl was bad. Tight leather pants that fit like a drum, that too big. Yeah, well, she had some. Anyway, from behind she was fine, but when she turned around, her mustache was thicker than mine. At first I laughed, cause yo, to me that was funny, but the laughter ceased when she said, hey honey. At first I was confused, I was somewhat spellbound, my mouth wide open and my chin on the ground. And then it hit me like a bolt from the sky. I thought, hold up, wait, this girl is a guy? I tried to get away, I said, well, never mind, maybe I'll see you some other time. But then he grabbed me by my arm and told me I couldn't leave, and said,
hey boy, you look mighty cute in them jeans.
This had to be the most embarrassing thing in the world. My whole neighborhood was watching me get beat up by a girl, and when my homeboys came, they didn't let me explain. They said, Prince, you a sucker, you should be ashamed. My pride was busted right along with my eye, but my homeboys didn't realize that this girl was a guy. And in retrospect, I had to laugh. I can't believe I didn't notice that this girly had a mustache. The date was October 5th, and my family went away on a week of ski trip. And they left $100 and a note by the phone that said, don't have any company till we get home. No company? I'm 18, they must be joking. And by 10, my crib was smoking. All of my friends with their hands in the air, screaming,
party over here, party over there.
The party was jamming till at least about 5. And as my friends were leaving, they were like, hoes, it was live. I thought the party was over, but really it was just beginning. I turned around, I thought I was dreaming, I saw four women dressed in red leather, tight to their booties. I gestured with my index finger, cuties. I tried to be chill, I didn't want to scare them. I said, hi, my name's the Prince. They said, hi, Prince, where you harem? I didn't waste time, I started shooting the gift. I said, you're the type of girls I like to spend some time with. I walked upstairs, my adrenaline pumping, till one of them hit me in the head with a lamp or something. The next thing I remember is waking up nearly dead with another Fred Flintstone love on my head. Of course I was mad, this type of thing could burn at you. They tied me up and they were stealing my furniture. I said, yo, sweetheart, what's wrong with you? What kind of stuff is this for a nice girl like you to do? She turned around and smiled and laughed, and that's the way that I noticed that the girl he had a mustache. Not for girls, for guys. They were in disguise, it was a setup all the time. I made a complete fool of myself the day my parents were pulling up, just as the U-Haul truck was pulling away. They walked in and looked like they seen a ghost. There I was, gagged and bound and tied to the bedpost. My pop walks in and asks a brilliant question.
Son, where's the furniture and why is your room so messy?
Obviously Sherlock Holmes hasn't arrived. I said, what do you think, Dad? Maybe we were robbed? I'm tied up, nothing's in one piece. Let's discuss the facts later, mom, please call the police. I wanted to have a party, I thought it was clever. My mom told me I was on punishment forever. And in retrospect, I had to laugh. I can't believe I didn't notice that the girlie had a mustache.